You are listening to the Self-Help Psychic Podcast with your host, Tabitha Stitt. I am a psychic medium, licensed school teacher, and I'm here to provide you with messages from the universe, spirit, source, whatever you'd like to call this higher guiding power. Your soul's purpose is here happening right now. Are you aligned or misaligned? This podcast is going to help you discover everything you're meant to be and beyond. Before I started this session, this episode, this segue of getting through to both you and myself and consciousness in general, I allowed myself to sit in I'll call it a guided meditation, but I work with a specific mentor, and I've recorded a session, and he walked me through what we call is joining with the light. And so I'm just explaining my process here before I go into the message for you. Because oftentimes we need to set ourselves up for what we may understand as success. Set yourself up for success, right? So we have this terminology that we use as a human being, as a way to comprehend reality, as a way to organize our brains. Set yourself up for success, prioritize, plan out your future, set your goals, do this, do that, and yada, yada, yada. So I set myself up for success. And the process goes that way as a psychic medium, as a trance channel, as a way of healing. And be still and know that I am God. Be still and know that I am God. We also have heard that before as well. The stillness that we experience when we choose to be still, be calm, when we choose to sit in the power, when we choose to meditate, when we choose to connect, when we choose to quiet our surroundings, not necessarily shut it off, but we allow ourselves to connect to this consciousness, to this force of love, to this God. When we allow ourselves to do this, we can feel the stillness. This subtle vibration, this fuzziness, this energy that is unique to us and yet not really. This is God consciousness. This is a force of light when we allow ourselves to sit quietly. This is what spirit is asking you to do. More often, to be aware of the energy, the healing presence of God. Now, I know your life is busy, but I also know that we are in need of this stillness because of the chaos that happens, the hurt that happens, the grieving that is necessary. Not everything has to be so fast-paced. We must wind down, not necessarily with wine, but instead the presence of God. So this is a slower meditative episode. You may not have anticipated this, but this is necessary for us to experience this state of flow, which it allows us to join with these higher forces. It's allowing yourself to be a part of this, joining together, experiencing this awareness. not doubting, but being aware. And that this too shall pass, this moment, this awareness, this presence. It's allowing yourself to just be here in this moment. Feeling. If thoughts arise, so be it. Bring the awareness back to the voice that you hear. This allows you to reset, to reclaim the power that is within you, this energy, this force of God. There's just this presence joining with you, and that's all there is. Breathing. Allowing the breath to be a part of this experience. The moment of noticing. Begin to bring the awareness back to this space, to this room, to this environment that you're in. Becoming aware of the fingers and the toes, bringing movement back. Feeling the feet, feeling the fingers, feeling where you're sitting. Bringing the mind, the awareness back, acknowledging the space that you're in, that you will continue to be a part of this connection, but now as you join forces with the physical reality, you will remain connected with this God source, allowing yourself to be aware and to bring the awareness back to this space. And when you feel ready, opening the eyes, simply noticing. And so it is.